Okay, so back tramping the streets of Haringey after what was only a couple of days absence really to go and fetch the archive, but it certainly seems like a lot longer. Haringey is actually quite a green borough, relatively speaking, but certainly just walking up towards Ali Pali now, the horizon seems somewhat diminished compared to the views I've been privileged to enjoy for the last couple of days. But still, we'll take what we get, and at least there's a hill and a bit of greenery here. So last night we parked the van up in the stockage of a company called LPA, who are the French equivalent of Constantine, one of the main transporters of art in France and installers of art in museums. Very friendly welcome from them. We even arrived a couple of hours early, which was quite impressive. Probably can't say the exact location, but their storehouse is underground, pretty near the Périph, the ring road of Paris, so out in that kind of no man's land beyond the ring road of Paris, which of course is a very different beast from the centre. And having locked the lorry away underground, and a little bit of banter with the people at LPA, seems to be a bit of competition comparing how many vans each respective company has. We went to the hotel and I popped into Paris quickly just to do a bit of V-libbing, the free bicycle system they have in Paris, which I'm hoping, come on Boris, we'll be coming to London soon. I thought I should do a bit of cycling just to get the legs turning, having been sat still for 9 hours in the lorry. And this morning we were up at 6 to get back in the final stage to London. We'll be putting the archives into quarantine soon, and I'll do perhaps a penultimate boo then, just to explain a little bit how that works, because of course we have to be very careful that we don't cross-contaminate any of the other collections by putting a new collection like this straight into our normal storage area. So much like cats and any other kind of animal that comes into England, we have to quarantine our archives, and depending what we find will depend on at what point it can be amalgamated with the main manuscripts collections. So just looking on the iPhone at some of the press coverage, it's been still a few links, which is great, some positive feedback on Facebook and Twitter, which is really, really pleasing. And Mark Brown in The Guardian's done a follow-up piece from his piece on Saturday. On Saturday he was slightly cynical, I think, about my chances out there in the countryside. He said, "I seem more at home in a library than a field." But I like to think that even if we didn't get any haymaking done, certainly did enough riding around the village on the back of motorbikes with various agricultural implements balanced precariously on my shoulder. So I like to think I did embrace the rural lifestyle a bit. And Mark picks out a couple of highlights from these boos, including some of the film correspondence that I had a tantalisingly brief peek at with some incredible names: Sally Potter, Ken Loach, and that possible Tom Waits collaboration. So, just a couple more boos today, then we'll be stopping, closing this chapter. But I'll certainly try and put some more photos. I took several hundred photos. Try and put some more photos up on the website.